Time out for sports. The NBA Finals are all tied up. 2-2 in a best-of-seven game series tomorrow. The San Antonio Spurs face the Detroit Pistons in Auburn Hills. The U.S. Open has returned to Pinehurst, North Carolina. And the best story out of Washington, D.C. since Dolly Madison saved George Washington's portrait from the Redcoats. Ron Rappaport joins us now from Los Angeles today. Ron, thanks for being with
us. Thank you, Scott.
Basketball. There has not been a moment of drama because there has not been a single close game between the Pistons and the Spurs. No one can win on the road. What's going on here?
I'll tell you what's going on. It's crazy, Scott. Four games, each team has won two, and none has been closer than 15 points. Scott, I've heard of the home court advantage, but this is ridiculous.
Well, is it as simple as San Antonio gets one more game at home, and therefore they ought to be favored now?
Well, who's to say? I mean, you know, if the home court advantage, obviously the home fans screaming in the players' ears means a lot, then more than we would have thought. But who's to say the Pistons won't win Game 5 Sunday and then the Spurs will have them right where they want them, back home for the last two games, and they'll close it out there?
It is often observed that some of the truly great teams win on the road. Not only win on the road, some of them actually prefer to play on the road.
Well, I mean, remember the Bulls of Michael Jordan's era certainly did. They played very well on the road. But look at this for a minute, Scott. 35 turnovers for the Spurs in two games in Detroit. Now, this is one of the smartest and most in-control teams in the league. No wonder they only had 71 points the other night. They never had the ball.
I want to ask about the U.S. Open. Yeah. It's back in Pinehurst, North Carolina for the first time since 1999. And, you know, if I were Dan Rather, which I'm not, I'd look at that leaderboard and say, you know, Ron, things are tighter than Willie Nelson's headband. only four players are under par. However, Reed Goosen, the South African, who's won twice in the past few years, when he's a part of that trio that's atop there, don't you have to put him a little bit in advance of everyone else?
Well, I'd have to say so. You know, once again, Scott, the Open has shown it's not for the faint of heart or the flashy player. It seems like we don't hear from Goosen from one June to the next. But the next Open there, there he is. He's already won two national championships the last 4 years, and now he's tied for one more. Scott, if he wins this one, it's 3 in 5 years. That's Ben Hogan, Bobby Jones territory. You know?
Yeah, so therefore, does it become his to lose? Because he's almost got more attention now for having this expectation than he has for actually winning two previous years.
Well, I don't know whether it's his to win or lose now. Sergio Garcia, Vijay Singh, Tiger Woods, who got, what do they call this, a mild breach of etiquette or something for scraping his club. They're all very close to him. And it's very hard to shoot a low score. If one of these players can shoot a decent score, it can embarrass the USGA, which loves this stuff, loves it when there's nobody under par, you know.
Yeah, of course.
They could jump out at it. But no, Goosen certainly captures our attention this time every year.
Baseball. Now, the Chicago White Sox have the best record in baseball, but almost nobody notices. You know things are bad when the Wall Street Journal runs an article on the front page saying nobody's going to see the first place
team. That is kind of embarrassing. Best record in baseball and people are ragging you about your attendance.
So,
actually, it's picked up a little bit. But, you know, Scott, they're just it's just bad when you're in the Cubs sell out every day, and even whether winning or losing.
But, Ron, doesn't the nicest story in baseball have to be the Frank Robinson and the Washington Nationals ahead in the National League East? Can they last?
Oh, I don't know. Why not, Scott? Look. As long as the Braves play terrible in that division and the Mets aren't playing so well, why not? You know, the Expos were a good team.
Yes, I do know that, as a matter of fact. And Frank Robinson seems to be having absolutely the time of his life. I mean, he's out there pushing 70 years of age, and he'll take on anyone when the bench is empty.
Ask Mike Socha. Boy, they really got into it in Anaheim the other day.
I believe they've both been suspended for a game.
How do you like that? Well, see, you know, baseball is exerting its disciplinary will there, Scott.
Oh, by suspending both of them for a game is a matter. But still, you take a look at F. Robbie. I'd hand him a bat if they get to the late innings and need some help.
I wouldn't put it past him. He was as tough a ball player as I ever saw. He was always just, you know, took things very, very seriously, but a lovely guy to be around. I'm happy for him.
Ron Rappaport, and you're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.